Joining us by phone now, as promised, Larry Weber, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you doing?
Oh, wonderfully, thank you.
Yes, are you feeling any of the effect of this coming warmth, or are you too close to the lake?
Well, when I walked out of my house this morning at about 6 o'clock, it was already 70 degrees.
Ah.
So, yes, it was warmer outside than in my house. So.
Yeah. Well, we are headed for some warmth, but there was a anniversary this week that I need to talk about that really puts things in perspective. Back a couple days ago on the 13th, it was 75 years ago on July 13, 1936, that Duluth recorded the hottest temperature ever at Duluth, and it was 106 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
And to make things more amazing, in those days, the temperature was recorded down by the lake.
Oh.
Now they record the temperature near the airport, but at that time it was near the lake. And to put other things more amazing, there was air conditioning had been invented by then, but it was pretty uncommon. And I'd say the typical person probably had no idea what air conditioning was. And so they had to deal with that as well. It was a pretty amazing week. The whole week at that time was record-setting. It got to 100 degrees or above three different days. And 106 on the 13th was the record setter. So as I say, you put things in perspective. That sounds like the coming heat wave that we're going to be getting. Yeah, it's going to be hot, but it's not going to compare anything to those kind of days.
I guess.
Yeah, anyway, so it's going to be interesting to notice that we've already had the hotter than normal for the first half of July, and that will continue. It's not unusual that we get heat as we get into that. I always expect the second half of July to be the hottest temperatures of the whole year. And Duluth went about 5 years without recording a single day of 90 degrees or higher until this year, from 96 until this year. And in 96, when did it happen? It happened in late July. So it's really not that too much of a surprising. Other things of note, I hope you had a chance to see some of the full moon. There was plenty of clouds last night, but where I was, we did happen to have a chance to see the full moon, and that's always a neat thing to see when you get to this time. The heat impacts, along with some of the rain we've had, impacts the plants tremendously. We've gotten a really good growth in our garden. We're getting a really good growth of daylilies in bloom. They just started to bloom a few days ago, and already in our yard, we had over 100 of them blooming yesterday.
Wow.
Not everybody appreciates daylilies, but I just love them, and they count off the days of July so well. Black-eyed Susans, milkweed, fireweed, evening primrose, I mentioned all those in bloom along the roadsides last week. Well, this week we added a few more to that list, including Michigan lily. Yes, that's a cousin of daylily. A lot of people call them Turk's cap lily. And then some more kinds of thistles in bloom, but probably the ones that really got me to stand back and say, oh, wow, were the first goldenrod of the season and the first sunflower of the season had been starting to bloom already along the roadsides. Now, a lot of these plants are different from the late summer plants, differ from the earlier ones, and the fact that they last a very long time. And they may start blooming now, but they may continue well into, at least a month. So we get plenty to look forward to. If that's not enough, the berry season continues. I mentioned how the berry season starting last time with strawberries, and we've been picking strawberries virtually every day lately. But I added two more to that list this week. I've had the first blueberry of the season and the first dewberry. Now, dewberry is a kind of raspberry, and they don't grow on big plants like the raspberry bush does. They're real low, real close to the ground, and they are edible, though you don't get many of them. There's just a few at a time. But nevertheless, it does show us that the season is moving along, and so it won't be too much longer when their cousin, the raspberries, will be joining the list. If that's not enough, plenty of rain that we had earlier brought out some really terrific mushrooms. I found a huge growth of this orange fungus known as sulfur fungus. Many people call it chicken of the woods because of its taste. edibility. I found a good growth of that. I found coral fungus. I found amanitas. I found boletes. All these just recently coming up thanks to the rains. And the season for the birds goes on. Birds, by this time, have finished pretty well, raised their family. The fledglings are out, and the fledglings often make a lot of little noises when they want to get fed. Sometimes these are just a little bit of tweet, twit, twit, and sometimes they're a real irritating kind of ah! noise that they make when they're trying to get the attention of the parents to get fed. That's especially common with ravens. But there is still some songs that go on. And it's not unusual that we still hear about 5-6 kinds of warblers every day. And then there's persistent red-eyed vireos, indigo buntings, and a few kinds of sparrows that continue to sing. Wood peewees continue to sing. But for the most part, the singing is not quite as it was a month ago, and it does slowly let up. As far as singing goes at night, frogs, the summer frogs of the mink frog and green frog continue. And if you have a chance to get out to a lake in this hot weather coming up and be out there at night, you'd probably hear both the knock-knock kind of song mm-hmm. of the green frog, the mink frog, and the kind of song of the green frog.
Boy, you do that really well.
Yep, well, I've had plenty of practice listening to them. In the daytime, this heat is going to bring out butterflies. Get out there and see them. We should be seeing, they should be coming to us, come right into our yards, as mm-hmm. well as dragonflies. Lots and lots of mosquitoes, but, you know, just think of it as being food for those two, and we enjoy those. And, of course, anytime there's lots of insects, there's lots of the opportunists, the spiders out there to mm-hmm. feed on them, and so the webs are coming along very well as well. So, yeah, we're going to be dealing with heat, but we're also dealing with the change moving along of the season, and we'll see a lot of things happening to it. So I'd say get out there, enjoy, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you next Saturday.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber.